This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In a surprise move, U.S. President Trump said that he would push back by a couple of weeks the raids planned for Sunday by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The operation was expected to begin Sunday and would have targeted people with final orders of removal, including families whose immigration cases had been fast-tracked by judges. But Saturday afternoon, President Trump tweeted from Camp David that he was delaying the sweep for 2 weeks at the request of Democrats. He says he hopes that will give lawmakers time to work out solutions to the border issues, which he identified as the asylum and loophole problems. In her own tweet, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says time is needed for comprehensive immigration reform, and the delay is welcome. Ben Thomas, Washington.
According to North Korean state media, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has received a personal letter from President Trump and is contemplating its contents. The official Korean Central News Agency posted a picture of a pensive Kim holding a letter, apparently with White House letterhead. The report quoted Kim as praising its excellent content. It did not say anything else about the content of the letter. Mr. Trump said earlier this month he received a beautiful, very personal, and very warm letter from the North Korean leader. Though nuclear talks between U.S. and North Korean officials are stalled, Kim and Trump have been exchanging letters and pictures for the past year, and both men say their relationship remains warm. Ethiopian officials say the chief of staff of the army has been shot. However, there are no specific details of his condition or where the shooting actually occurred. The reported shooting of the defense official came hours after what officials described as an attempted coup in Ethiopia's Amhara state. Residents nearby say they heard heavy gunfire in the region. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. On his way to Camp David Saturday, without providing any details, President Trump said that he planned major new sanctions against Iran to take effect Monday. His tone was much softer on Saturday after a week of intense actions between the U.S. and Iran, since U.S. officials recently blamed Tehran for mine attacks on 2 oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz, allegations Tehran denies, and Iran's downing of an unmanned U.S. drone this past week. He acknowledged that he called off a retaliatory strike against several Iranian targets.
It's always on the table until we get this solved. Yeah. We have a tremendously powerful military force in that area. It's always on the table until we get this solved. Thank you.
They're
high-quality people, but I have many friends that are Iranian. I don't want to kill 150 Iranians. I understand it. I don't want to kill 150 of anything or anybody unless it's absolutely necessary.
And world powers have called for calm after the recent incidents. The death toll in a deadly building collapse in Cambodia is at least 17, with 24 people injured. The workers were sleeping on the second floor of the 7-story building, which was under construction. The project was to be a condominium and was owned by a Chinese investor. Police have denied and detained 4 people for questioning about the collapse, all said to be Chinese. Dozens of protesters have been arrested after they shut down the street outside the New York Times building in Manhattan Saturday afternoon to demand more coverage of climate change. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The group Extinction Rebellion hung banners on the New York Times building as well as the Port Authority bus terminal and then sat down on 8th Avenue and blocked traffic. A police recording blasted a message telling protesters they'd be arrested if they refused to move. Todd Fernandez said he came here to be arrested. He wants to make the point that media organizations like the Times need to make climate change the headline every day.
There needs to be a paradigm shift within the media. You need to stop looking at this as if you're reporting on the climate and Mars and start being citizens of the United States and reporting on this like the true crisis that it is.
The Times says it supports the group's right to express their point of view but disagrees. The paper says it published almost 800 articles about the climate last year. Julie Walker, New York.
Mauritanian voters are awaiting results after going to the polls Saturday in the country's first election without an incumbent presidential candidate since the 2008 coup. Polling stations close at 7 p.m. across the Sahara Desert Nation. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, everyone. Happy weekend and welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. I have a wonderful show for you today with music from all across the continent. And being that today comes on the heels of the opening of the 2019 Africa Cup of Nations in Egypt, a few tunes in the mix relate to the teams and fans and what they're listening to. I also have an amazing feature story from Tamale, Ghana, that spotlights the music of Dagbon. That's presented by Samed Gaida. And then Kwame Ofori also joins me once again in the studio to present my song of the week, Echo by Kiz Daniel. I've got so much great music. Any and all of you listening are going to just love it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Kicking off the hour with a brand spanking new single from Liberia, here's Zagalogo by Teddy Ride.
Teddy Ride, Zagalogo, prende la vie belle dans la French. Zagalogo, prende la vie belle dans la French.
That was Zagalogo, a new 2019 single by Teddy Rai of Liberia. As most of you are surely all aware, the Africa World Cup opened earlier this week in Egypt. This next song was popular with the Zimbabwe Warriors, who played against Egypt in the first match in Cairo. It's by Soulja Love, an award-winning Zim dancehall artist whose hard knock life childhood and shoot to fame resonates with the Warriors' rise to the Africa Cup. Soulja sings, "Don't be fooled by me. I'm from the ghetto, but now I've got power. I'm one of the big guns. I eat a lot now, to my fill, but I never get fat." So, like Soulja, the Warriors will forever stay true to being the Zimbabwe Warriors, even if they win the cup. All right, that was Soulja Love and favorite anthem of the Zimbabwe Warriors, contenders for the 2019 Africa Cup of Nations. Hello, sweethearts. This is Heather Maxwell, and you're inside Music Time in Africa. We're gonna change up the vibe here with this sultry and brand new single out of Nigeria. Here's Nonso Amadi featuring Ghanaian artist Kwesi Arthur with Comfortable, as in don't get comfortable. Ouch.
Say no, I'm like a controller. That's why I gotta scream and control that. I know you like what you see, but don't get comfortable. I'm only yours for the night. I know you wanna love me all night. Love it when you say that. But don't get comfortable, yeah. Now I gotta leave in the morning. Got my clothes on when you're up and you're yawning. I'm already gone before you open your eyes. Maybe you can tell I was yours for the night. IGI.
My life, she fell for the vibes. A Ghana man never lies. Charlie, watch how you talk to me. That's some word of advice. I just wanna be free. Uber with tintas, I pull up on the scene. Hit him once, then I breeze. I still don't know what we be. Oh, him, I know if you be more than your friend. Cause I'm a rolling stone, I get love in the end. I like your style, but I'm in love with the pen. And you'll be one of them guys who they just pretend. Don't live a lie, don't be stuck in your daydreams. No strings attached, that be the conversation. Uh-huh. You're making it seem like.
I don't ask.
Comfortable by Nonso Amadi. Hey everybody, this is Heather, and now I'm taking us back to 1986. Being that we are now in the Africa World Cup season, I'm sure that this Makossa tune from Cameroon will just fire you up for your favorite team's next big performance. Zangalewa actually was a tribute to African soldiers during World War II. Most of the band members were in the Cameroonian army. They sing, "You, enemy, we'll capture you, shave you, and put you in prison without food."
Give it to me.
All right, hello, lovely listeners. That was the classic Makossa Zamina Mina Zankalewa by the Golden Sounds from Cameroon.
Hi, good friends. This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
Yeah, back to today, though. Well, to 2014, anyway, in Kano, Nigeria. This song is so popular, among women especially. It's like the wedding anthem for any and all Hausa folks in the region. Mataku Dauturame by Sarkin Waka is described by some as the best royal song in the contemporary Hausa world. It's the biggest hit track from Waka's album Sabon Sarki, which means new king in the Hausa language. The album was released in June 2014 to honor and to celebrate the newly crowned emir of Kano, Mohammed Sanusi II, as the 14th emir of Kano State under the Fulani rulers. Waka praises the Honorable Sanusi as a personality who respects people and helps the population of Kano.
Kuce Kano dan rami uban matasa yayi
wannan kidin kidin mata ne in namiji ya taka yawa ne kai mu bar su sun sha'anin su
mu da mu ce Kano dan rami uban matasa yayi
mu da mu ce Kano 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 dan rami
mata ku dau turami yayi kuma ku ce na gidai anya sarkin Kano sun sine
aya kai
kuce Kano dan rami uban matasa yayi
nace kuce Kano 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 dan rami
mata ku dau turami yayi kuma kuce na gidai anye sarkin Kano sun sine biyo duniya mai dadi yayi kuma kuce Kano dan rami uban matasa yayi
kai farin ciki mutane rairaye mu bayyana mu jero daidai mu tara tara taro daidai
takura da tabun labi sunu sabon sanji
ai ana daka ana dan lahe ashe su mata na dan zaizai su ma mabi ta zaizai zaizai
ga shi muna kidan dan labi
kai mu kada kai muna dan lami Kano dan labi mu kada kai ana dan lami
sarkin
Kano dan labi
masha ana ta
Kano Kano
ga shi muna ta marna da sunu si sunu su mai Kano
mata ku dau turami yayi
kuma ku ce na gidai anye sarkin Kano sun sine biyo duniya mai dadi yayi kuma ku ce Kano dan rami uban matasa yayi
to mazan kwarai suna bisa aiki matan kwarai ko kullum madaki wannan kida kidan mata ne yawan kidan na mai gata ne talaka mai kudi daidai ne ku dauka tamburan alarai ne sarkin Kano ba aljani bare ifu
sunu si na biyo duniya dai da iya kuma ku ce kano dan lami uban matasa yayi
ku dai mu ce kano 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 dan lami
mata ku dau tura me yayi kuma ku ce na bi dai anye sarkin kano sunu si na biyo duniya dai da iya kuma ku ce kano dan lami uban matasa yayi Say that he didn't say, Sergeant Benson, who said, Do you think that he had a
Music Time in Africa. Tune in to your local radio station Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. That's what's up.
Okay, hello everyone. This is Heather Maxwell back with more great music. This next song from Mali is another new wave of traditional or classical music, like the previous song we heard from Kano, Nigeria. But this one is even more current. It's a 2018 release by a young griot couple. Griots, as you may know, also called djeli, are the oral historians and traditional news broadcasters in Mandeng society, not just in Mali, but also in Senegal, Gambia, and Guinea, mostly. The couple go by Djeneba Efusko, their first names. This track is Yiri Yoro, a song of goodwill and welcome that's traditionally sung also at weddings.
Alama kuya kobe kumolela
Was Yirioro by Geneva Efusco from Mali.
Hi, this is Lyra from South Africa, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
All right, hey guys, so if you're just joining us, hello and welcome to Music Time in Africa. We've still got so much great music coming up. This next one from Kenya, then Song of the Week, Echo by Kiz Daniel, a traditional Fula tune from Niger, and then from Northern Ghana, we have a special feature that spotlights Dagbon music. That's by Samet Gaida. And then more music after that. So keep it locked right here and get the most out of your weekend in these next 30 minutes. Here's Short and Sweet by Celty Soul and featuring Yashinsky.
I think you fell in love too fast. Africa nights and a cool rush. And I remember you refused to kiss me. And now you're using my toothbrush. You say you think I talk too much. That I'm not your type and you don't like the hype. Cause your daddy is a preacher. Now you're wearing my t-shirt. And I don't want this night to end before you know I love you. I don't want this night to end before you know I need you. Na muda usini hisie ni kwambie I love you. I don't want this night to end before you know I need you. So I'ma keep it short and sweet. DJ play the song on repeat. Odi odi dance to the beat. Apo lipo kamata na feel so sweet. Apolipo kamatana feel so sweet. Short and sweet. DJ play the song on repeat. Odi odi dance to the beat. Apolipo kamatana feel so sweet. Apolipo kamatana feel so sweet.
Yeah. You wanna do the right thing, you find this too exciting. Your friends tell you kudetun to come in mini high risk. Pro that shit behind me, yeah. Come sit beside me. If you got too much class, then do me like assignments, yeah. Please don't remind me of the bad times. Your sugar sweet, your icy, but in my eye, it shouldn't be so hard to make up your mind. Just do it one time for the one time. It's a coffee, you participate. Feeling medito leonge jonge appreciate. Lighting intimate, 1+68. Usirasha to kitoka sai, you'll still be late. To set a chance, you could feel regret. How much higher than this can you ever get? Any Mount Everest. And by sunrise, I'm gone. I'm not here that long. Keep it short and
sweet. DJ play the song on repeat. Odi odi dance to the beat. Apolipo kamatana feels so sweet. Apolipo kamatana feels so sweet. Short and sweet. DJ play the song on repeat. Odi odi dance to the beat. Apolipo kamatana feels so sweet.
Na na na.
Apolipo kamatana feels so sweet.
Ah, he creep ni bed sita. Na sina kiti soto kalia kitanda na. Ikitanda na ni 4x6. Usingizi wapono kaku 6 feet deep. Kabla nizame 6 inch deep. Acha ni seti mood na maudi. Nangoma za kabaka daudi. Nangoma za oliva mchukui.
Getting closer, let's get warmer. Lose the tension, be together. I know how to treat you better. Make this moment unforgettable. With this, feelings undeniable. Moyo shajipa kwani. Na nafsi mikukubali. Nimekimbiza nyuki nile asali. Oh Lord, I'ma keep it short and sweet. DJ play this song on repeat. Odi odi dance to the beat. Apolipo kamatana feel so sweet. Apolipo kamatana feel so sweet. Short and sweet. DJ play this song on repeat. Odi odi dance to the beat. Apolipo kamatana feel so sweet.
Yeah, all All right, that was Short and Sweet, a 2018 single by Kenya's biggest international Afropop band, Sauti Sol.
And this is the Song of the Week.
All right, all right. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell.
And this is Mr. Santi here for you now and always.
Mm-hmm. And we have Song of the Week.
Yep.
Kiz Daniel. His new single is called Echo.
Mm-hmm.
And we love it. What does Echo mean?
Echo, as they say, it is how the Lagosians call Lagos.
Let's get right into it.
You know if you're wise for Lagos, you know if you're wise for anywhere else. You understand? Few keys. Fatu. Oh. Eko ile.
Eko ile.
Eko akete.
Eko akete.
Naijani be. Ala yelo asheshe.
Oh my God, this song is just so cool. The vibe is so wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I love it so much. Oluwa Tobi Loba, General Bado has done it again.
Again and again.
Yeah.
And the song was produced, by the way, by a guy named Phil Keys.
Mm-hmm.
The video, mm-hmm. I mean. And it is amazing. If you get a chance, get on. You probably, many of you have already seen it. It's just wonderful. Let's listen to some more. This is all about Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're listening, just imagine seeing this song, and what you're seeing are just little images and vignettes of what happens in life in Lagos.
Oh yeah, and he does capture that very well. He's very good with detailing when it comes to his videos. That I must commend him for. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It inspired me to wear a crazy hat.
You guys should have seen it.
You love your wise for Lagos, you love your wise for anywhere.
Yes.
A beautiful ode to Lagos.
I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Santi here for you now and always.
And that was Song of the Week. All right, moving on now to Niger. Oh, about, say, 20 years ago, this is a song called Fulbi Gari by the group Mamar Kase. The group has been disbanded for many years now, but boy, did they have an amazing sound. That was the band Mamar Kase from Niger with Fulbe Gari. That was a track off its 2000 album, Ala Tumi.
You listen to Music Time in Africa.
Okay, so are you guys ready for a deep dive into indigenous music of the Dagbom people? Samet Gaida of Tamale, northern Ghana, and radio presenter himself at Diamond 93.7 FM has this thrilling report. Take it away, Samet.
Thank you, Hector Maxwell. All the way from the northern region of Ghana, I present to you the indigenous music of the Dagbom Kingdom. Dagbom Kingdom can be traced back to a king called Nagbewa. This song by Sherif Ogunu tells the story of how he started the kingdom. Play a central role in Dagbom. It is a musical form that Dagomba history has been preserved over the centuries. Dagbom music is best known for an extremely advanced drumming tradition, especially using talking drums called lunga and bass drum, also called gungwang. Muhammad Ali is a descendant of Bizung, the originator of Dagbom talking drum.
So, my name is Muhammad Alidu, and I was born Tamale. My father was the Zualuna Alidu in Tamale, and he also passed years ago. I play talking drum, that is our main instrument, which is lunga. But I use the traditional music, our Dagomba traditional music, which what we call the Lungse. But the Lungse actually is the people that play the instrument. So the lunga is the instrument, is the drum that we play. And what we play many, many variations of rhythms, and they all names that from Naya Kubnan to Nabla, there's the chiefs. Because the things that we play on the talking drum, they are not just melody or we playing, creating a rhythm. There are rhythms that all these kings that are mentioned, that's their names they call, and it's all prophet. So for us, it's like we're reading a book for Dagbom, and the book is written by the Dagbom, the legends of Dagbom, or the royal families of Dagbom. That's what the messages they have left, that's what we read for that our society, our community here in Tamale.
So more or less, you are the drummers,
yeah.
The Lungse.
Yeah.
You are more or less like the historians of Dagbom.
Yes.
So
exactly.
You tell the history of Dagbom with the drums.
Yes. And we are the memory of the Dagbom, because all these things we do not write it down, we memorize it while we play.
Another form of music of the Gombes are the ones string instruments are used. This was also first discovered by Fusheni Tia. Gonje is another form of music in Dagbom, believed to have been adopted from the Arabs from Sub-Sahara.
Hey,
The Simpa music comes from the Kotokoli in Togo. They brought it here to Dagbang. Now we have taken over from them. Locally, it has become much easier to hear Dagbani music in non-traditional genres like reggae, hip-hop, and others. Chogu Boys, a rap group in Tamale, tells us about another form of music, Jera, and why they mix Dagban music with rap music.
Jera, as the name goes, is one of the native dances of we, the Dagombes. We have a lot when it comes to tradition, and we Chua Boys, we always try to portray where we come from. So when you hear our songs or watch our videos, it wouldn't take you much to get to know where we are coming from. So basically, that was the idea that informed the recording of the Jera song.
There are several other music forms of the Dagombes, but our reports cannot cover all. However, these are the common ones among the people. From Tamale, northern region of Ghana, I'm Samet Geida. Over to you, Hetta Maxwell.
Thank you so much, Samet. Hello, everybody. This is Heather. I hope you're all enjoying the show so far. Going back in time again, this time to 1982, Kenya, here's Them Mushrooms with their incredibly tenacious song, Jambo Buana.
Big Matata.